Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
Today we are heading to the Mountain West, to the Gem State. Idaho, we are profiling a man who might be the most powerful senator you would walk right past in a grocery store without noticing. We are talking about the senior senator from Idaho, James Risch.
It is funny you say that, Stephen, because under the radar seems to be exactly how Jim Risch likes it. He isn't a cable news warrior. He isn't constantly tweeting. But when he walks into a room in the Capitol, the room goes quiet. That's because he is the top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He knows where all the bodies are buried, literally and metaphorically. He receives the highest level intelligence briefings available to the U.S. government. Whether it's the war in Ukraine, tensions in Taiwan, or the nuclear deal with Iran, Jim Risch is one of perhaps four or five people who actually shapes the policy.
And he approaches those massive global issues with a very specific background. He isn't a diplomat by trade. He's a rancher. And get this, he has a degree in forestry.
I love that detail. A Bachelor of Science in Forestry from the University of Idaho. How many senators can tell you the difference between a Douglas fir and a ponderosa pine just by looking at the bark? That background is crucial because he represents Idaho. We have to remember that over 60% of Idaho is federal land. It's forests, it's mountains, it's grazing land. So when Risch talks about environmental policy, he isn't talking about abstract climate goals. He's talking about timber yields, fire management, and whether his neighbors can graze their cattle. He views the federal government as a landlord that is really, really bad at maintenance.
Speaking of his career, we have to talk about his time as governor, because it is one of the weirdest footnotes in political history.
It is the ultimate trivia question. Jim Risch was the governor of Idaho for 7 months. In 2006, the sitting governor, Dirk Kempthorne, got called up to Washington to be the Secretary of the Interior. Risch was the lieutenant governor, so he ascended to the top job. But instead of moving into the governor's mansion and running for a full term, he basically said, "I'll hold down the fort." He lived in his own house, drove his own car, and focused entirely on passing a massive property tax relief bill. Then, when the term was up, he stepped down to run for lieutenant governor again. Who does that? He went from number one back to number two. It wasn't until 2008 that he decided to run for the Senate.
It just shows he plays the long game. And right now, his long game is focused on one thing: nuclear energy.
This is his baby. The Idaho National Laboratory, or INL. It is out in the high desert west of Idaho Falls. It is the premier nuclear research facility in the United States. It's where the first nuclear submarine engine was tested. Risch treats the INL like a national treasure. He is constantly pushing legislation to fast-track advanced nuclear reactors, specifically the small modular ones. His argument is geopolitical. He says, look, if we don't sell nuclear technology to developing countries in Africa and Asia, Russia and China will. He views every nuclear reactor built by the INL as a checkmate against Vladimir Putin.
He's also a huge China hawk, generally.
Huge. He wrote the Strategic Competition Act. He was sounding the alarm on Huawei and TikTok way before it was cool. But again, he does it from that pragmatic rancher perspective. He doesn't want a war, he wants peace through strength. It's a very Reagan-esque worldview.
And we can't ignore the local controversies. He has been at war with the Biden administration over the Lava Ridge Wind Project.
This is a classic green versus green battle. The federal government wants to build a massive wind farm on public land in Idaho to fight climate change. Risch hates it. He argues it ruins the viewshed, disrupts grazing, and disrespects the Minidoka National Historic Site, which is where Japanese Americans were incarcerated during World War II. It's the perfect example of Risch's philosophy. Washington, D.C. shouldn't come into Idaho and tell us what to do with our land, even if they claim it's for the greater good.
He is the forester who became a statesman.
And he still flies home every weekend to check the fence line.
That is our profile for Idaho's senior senator. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.